Now, we don't often do live interviews on the Saturday Brunch, but today we are making an exception with a topic which many of you will have a great deal of interest in, I'm sure. We have on the line Chris Quinlan from Plain Justice. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Tim, and thanks for the opportunity to be here.
No, that's great. It's nice of you to come on air and talk to us. Now, before we go into events of the last couple of weeks, tell us a little bit about how and why Plain Justice, which is the group that you're chairman of, was formed.
Yes, indeed. Plain Justice was formed in response to changes that were made to Gatwick Departure Route 4 in May of 2016. And as a group, we really aim to support, whether it's through campaigning or discussion, or as a last resort legal process, those who are or would be newly affected by aircraft noise.
So what exactly is Route 4 for those that aren't aware of it?
Well, Route 4 is one of Gatwick's departure routes for aircraft taking off. And on most days, it carries a large proportion of the departures from Gatwick. It's really a highway in the sky. On Route 4, aircraft take off in a westerly direction, and then they make a right-hand turn, sort of turn back on themselves. So they're flying very approximately west to east.
Right, okay. Now,
and the problem was that without any due or proper consultation, the route was altered in May of 2016, with the result that the aircraft flew significantly further south than before, and therefore they overflew new communities.
Yeah, I guess in that case, it's effectively sort of moving goalposts, isn't it? If you've lived somewhere in one of the villages for many years and you're aware where the flight paths are, all of a sudden to have a new route straight across your house and garden would be seen by many to be rather unfair, I suppose.
Tim, you've really hit the nail on the head there. You know, people who move in make life choices, as you say. Mm. And you know if the planes are flying over you or they're not flying over you. If they are, you buy into that. And it's a terrible shock, and it's a very stressful situation when this happens. And you suddenly go from nothing, really, to a situation where you can have planes coming over every minute, every other minute at some times of the day. So it really is a big impact to your lifestyle, and even sometimes your financial security, because people's retirement plans can often be locked up in their house as well.
What would you say to those that would say, well, you know, somebody's going to suffer, the routes have got to go somewhere. Why would you say that the route that was put in place previously, before the CAA changed it, was a fair route compared to the route that they're currently using now?
Well, the aircraft had flown there back in 2012, which is the reference date in the consent order in the High Court action we'll come on to. The plane had actually flown in that position for very many years. So it's all about certainty and ethics, really. People knew where they were, they knew where they stood, and there was peace. There were negligible complaints about noise from Route 4. At that time and for many years before, and we've spoken to MPs and so on. Basically, their post bags were empty up until 2012, 2013, when a whole raft of changes at Gatwick came on board, including the changes that were made to Route 4.
In terms of the technology that was used previously and is being used now, is it the same technology, or did they change the technology at some point to change the route?
Yes, you're absolutely right. There are basically two types of navigation technology. There's so-called conventional navigation, which uses ground-based radar beacons, and then much more recently, what is known as PBN, RNAV, precision-based navigation technology, which really means sat-nav for planes.
Right, okay.
And airports around the world intend switching from conventional to sat-nav, some faster than others. But we hope that others will learn some of the sad lessons of what has happened at Gatwick, where sat-nav began to be introduced about 5 years ago, while Heathrow, for example, still navigates aircraft based on conventional navigation.
Right, and
we actually believe that 5 years ago the technology was introduced prematurely at Gatwick,
okay,
at a time when it was underdeveloped and the principles governing its use were really misunderstood, and communities in the southeast have suffered unnecessarily and gravely as a result.
So, in terms of actually getting the campaign up and running, the routes over the various villages that were affected, which I think were the likes of Newdigate, Lye, Capel, Sidlow, Salfords, Pawley, these sort of places, all of a sudden the planes were coming across people's houses and across that particular route. What did you do, what actions did you take to try and get publicity for the campaign and get the campaign up and running?
Well, there was a big campaign, both before and after the launch of Plain Justice. There were numerous letters, emails, meetings by residents and their representatives with the decision makers at the CAA, with Gatwick and with NATS, the Air Traffic Control Service. There were demonstrations, there were press articles, and most importantly, there were 17,000 complaints to Gatwick's Route 4 feedback line, in addition to complaints to its noise complaints website, the CASPA website, as it's known. But all this came to nothing. The CAA wouldn't listen to reason.
Right, OK. And, I mean, fill us in on what has happened recently. The campaign was ongoing for, a couple of years to try and get awareness of what you were trying to achieve and to try and put complaints into the CAA and to Gatwick Airport. But, I mean... obviously, you ended up in the High Court. There's been news out in the last couple of weeks. Did you anticipate that you would end up in the High Court?
It's interesting. Speaking personally, I had always thought the CAA would listen to reason and that they would cancel the new route, Route 4, in their 2017 decision. Some of my friends and colleagues always thought otherwise, and they were proved right. When in April 2017 the CAA took the decision to make the change Route 4 permanent, we were really only left with one avenue of redress, and regrettably that was legal action.
So tell us what actually happened in the High Court.
The case had been set down for a two-day trial in the Royal Courts of Justice on the 20th of February. So we're actually just coming up to the date when that would have happened. After we filed our reply pleadings to the CAA's outline grounds of defence, that was in late summer last year, there were then delays in the CAA filing the next stage, which is its detailed grounds of defence. And to cut a very long story short from there, last month the CAA decided to concede our judicial review claim on all grounds and agreed to the cancellation of their Route 4 decision, what's called quashing, that decision that was made in April last year. So the decision has been quashed.
I think it's quite amazing. When I read about this in the press, obviously I was aware of the whole Route 4 thing going on. And I have to be totally honest with you, Chris, I didn't think that there would be a chance that the CAA would overturn the decision that they'd actually made. So when I read in the press that you'd won, I think it's fair to say that it's a testament to almost people power, isn't it? Being able to actually get together, organise themselves, and be able to take a large group to court and actually overturn a decision is quite an amazing thing.
Yes, and I really must pay tribute to our marvellous supporters. I mean, we had to raise every penny of the money to bring this case, and people were marvellous. They had faith in us, it was really, as you say, an example of people power in action. Many people thought, as you did, most people I think thought that we would not succeed, but as our case built after the claim, it became clear, I think, to the CAA that they really did not have much of a leg to stand on, to be honest, and that was the result. So we're absolutely delighted, but obviously we now look to implementation of this result.
Yeah. Now I want to talk to you about that, Chris. What I'm going to do, I want to play one quick song. We're going to have some adverts, but if you're all right, I would like to come back and talk to you after that and find out what happens now and what's going to go on here on in. Is that all right, Chris? If
I come back, Tim.
Lovely. Okay,
much.
Thank you. When we were speaking earlier on, we just got to the point where Plain Justice had won their case in the High Court. And since we've been playing the adverts and the songs, we've got a couple of messages in from listeners wanting to ask questions with regard to the case. One of the questions we're being asked is, can the CAA appeal the High Court decision?
That is not going to happen.
Okay.
Now, the structure of the case is such, and the way it's ended, that is not going to happen.
Okay. Is another question I'm being asked is, what period is the decision binding for? I.e., could they return in a few years to the current situation?
Right. Well, I think it's important to note two things when looking at the aftermath of the decision. The first is that the current Route 4 is now an unlawfully imposed route.
Okay.
It's based on a decision which has now been declared and conceded as fatally flawed and unlawfully made. Second, though, the result of the judicial review makes several findings about the route, including, crucially, that the CAA were wrong in their decision to ignore, as they did, the pre-existing patterns of traffic and the value of leaving Route 4 in its 2012 location.
Okay.
So, following from that, there are two major things that need to happen. Firstly, a new sat-nav design of Route 4 has to be progressed, which respects the findings of the judicial review decision. So that's a process that will now be undergone by Gatwick and the CAA to actually redesign the route properly. But the second one, meanwhile, while that's being done and as a holding measure, it's very important that aircraft are now restored to flying in that historical 2012 flight pattern using the previous conventional navigation technology I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I mean,
technology that's still being used by many, many airports, that they return to that as a safe harbour while we get the new satellite-designed route up and running.
I've spoken to residents in the various affected villages, and a lot of them have said to me that the flights are still proceeding on the what's now an illegal route. Is that something that's likely to end soon, or is that something that is just going to carry on until they've redesigned it? I know you said they've got to go back to the historical 2012 flight pattern, but there's a lot of flights still going across that route.
That's absolutely right. I mean, scandalous as it may seem, in the short term, the planes will continue to fly the existing Route 4, the route that has now been declared unlawfully imposed.
Mm.
That will continue in the short term. That's why it is so important that the planes return to conventional navigation, which is a much simpler process to do, that they do that in the interim, which, in all good faith, we believe could happen in a matter of months.
Right, OK. So residents who live in the affected villages would probably have to put up with this for another few months, but then there's a good chance that they will start to see a difference in the flight patterns.
Yes, it's certainly the case that as we sit here today, there's no change. And we're obviously having now discussions with the decision makers and opinion formers and so on, and we'll be doing all we can. But there are many other voices involved in councils, parish councils and so on, community groups and so on, to ensure that this decision is implemented as quickly as it can be.
Okay. Well, I have to say, Chris, it's really been quite amazing how you've managed to get this group together from scratch and actually get a massive decision overturned that, you know, affected so many people in the area. And as I said earlier, it's testament to the ability of people power, I think, to actually have an effect on large organisations.
I think that's absolutely right. And your people see that there's a wrong that needs righting.
Mm.
They can be incredibly powerful, and I think that's exactly what happened. Plain justice is simply the cipher that enabled this to happen. But it's really that people power, as you say, that made this work.
What's your website address for Plain Justice if people would like to have a look at more information?
It's www.plainjustice.org.
Okay, and you're...
And obviously Plain is, yes,
P-L-A-N-E, yeah. And you're on Twitter as well, aren't you, I think?
Yeah, we are. Oh, gosh.
I know your Twitter handle. It's at
Plain...
Plain_justice. That's right. Yes, it is, because I was looking... Oh,
yeah,
that's fine. I was looking at that today, so I know that one. Well, look, thanks ever so much, Chris, for joining us. It's been fascinating talking to you. It's a topic which affects so many people in this area, and which... you've done a huge amount to try and change. So thank you for joining us today. Good luck with your campaign going forward. And if you can, please do keep me posted as to what's going on. And we'll try and keep the listeners updated on this particular show as to where we stand with all the flight patterns.
You can be sure, Tim, we'll keep Suthi Radio updated. Thank you very
Many
much
thanks,
for the opportunity
Chris.
Today.
No problem at all.